Hebrews chapter 12, tonight's Bible night, Bible study night, so we're going to be reading a pretty good bit amount of scriptures. And I want to remind you, faith, we teach faith here, of course, called Abundant Life Faith Church. And I want you to know that faith, the Bible says in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And we tell you this all the time, but you need to get a hold of it, that the Word of God has the faith within it to bring it to pass. Sometimes we think we have to conjure up things. We have to feel things. We have to, you know, really. And it's a work, because faith has works to it. But as far as the Word of God is concerned, it is one word I could use, embalmed with faith. It has enough faith in the Word that you receive to bring it to pass. Our biggest job is to agree with what God says. Because when you get an agreement with God, things happen. Amen. And so I said that because here at Abundant Life, we're going. There's a lot of churches going somewhere, but we focus on going somewhere. That's why we have a theme for the year. And a lot of churches don't have themes. But we do have themes. And our theme this year, all of us knows, is supernatural breakthrough. That is where we're going. That is where we're heading. That is what we are about this year.
Amen.
Until the end of this year, and then God will speak again. And so we don't just preach sermons. We preach movement. We preach things that move us forward. And sometimes when you're preaching about moving, it has a tendency to work on us a little bit, because, you know, gas will get you going, but it'll burn you too.
Right.
You can kill stuff with gas. Just pour it on your flowers when you go home and see what happens. Yep. Pour it on your car, you'll move. You pour it on your flowers, it'll kill your flowers.
Right. Yep.
So, you know, preaching has a tendency to bless us and encourage us. But when you're going somewhere, you got to give fuel. You got to talk about things you don't necessarily talk about.
Right.
All right? And it's not our purpose here at Abundant Life to agitate you. And you know, I've been in your place, man. I've been where I was broke as a cooter and go to world changers, and they preach about money and talk about, you know, flying jet airplanes all over the world. And I was sitting there one night, and they took up an offering for a guy that had a jet airplane there, and they needed about $1.5 million to redo the motors on the thing. And not buy an airplane, but just redo and rebuild the motors and get it all ready. And man, I'm talking about, you know, my mind was playing. I can't pay my light bill and they're buying jet airplanes. There's something wrong here, you know. So I've been where I've been agitated. But it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Conviction is a tool that God uses. And Lord knows, if anything we need in the church is conviction.
Amen.
And you won't hear me say this often, but I said old time conviction.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up where the bed got short when God was dealing with you. You couldn't sleep at night.
Right.
Yeah. I grew up in that. I mean, it rolled and tumbled all night long. And you know, like I said, that's part of what we're about. Faith is not just to tickle you and it's not to do all the feeling stuff. It's a powerful weapon. It's a powerful movement. And sometimes when we preach, it's like it's kind of blowing you up and blowing you out. Tonight's going to be that type of message, okay? I'm just setting you up because it's needful. It's not set for anybody here. It's set for all of us. Because it's the time we need to stay focused. Stay focused.
Focus.
Stay focused. Amen. Here in Hebrews chapter 12, let's read verse 1 through 3. And then we'll go to Galatians chapter 6. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. Look at these words. Lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Verse 3 in the Good News translation says, think of what he went through. How he put up with so much hatred from sinners. So do not let yourself become discouraged and give up. Now turn with me to Galatians chapter 6. My favorite scripture. It's in my bathroom. Yes. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. When you find it, say amen.
Amen.
And let us, talking to believers, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we faint not. And I just want to add this little observance to this scripture. If life can't get you with destruction, it'll get you with distraction. So don't be weary. And don't get distracted. I mean, it's easy to see when destruction's coming, but sometimes it's hard to see when distraction is present. It'll get you weary. Things getting you off course. Getting your eyes on the wrong thing. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 5. Chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. We're going to be talking about staying on course. Well, you want to talk about that again because you just need to stay on course. And we'll show you why. Especially in this time in which we are living, in the shaking time. It's a time distraction will get a hold of if you let it. 1 Peter chapter 5. Let's start with verse 8. We'll read down to verse 10. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settled you. Now, I want to throw this in here because when we see the word suffering as faith people, we kind of look at it as a kind of a curse word. Right. Now, this word suffering here is not talking about suffering with sickness.
That's right.
And disease to humble yourself. It's talking about if you live, it's identifying with his suffering. See, he's already suffered for it. Let me just say that. You don't have to. He suffered on the cross. We don't.
Right.
Now we have a cross to bear.
Right.
But it don't tell us to get on it and nail ourselves to it.
That's right.
So he suffered for us. We're not talking about us being the, you know, I got cancer and it's humbling me and I'll be a better Christian type stuff. That's just really ignorance. Gone to seed, as Brother Hagin would say.
Right.
So he's talking about identifying with his sufferings. If you live godly in this present world, you will suffer. You will suffer. All right? Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. If you walk this walk of faith, you will suffer persecution. Especially when you begin to tell people when you're having symptoms of situations and all this stuff, and you're saying when they start talking to you about it, you start saying what God said, not what you see. You'll suffer some persecution.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My daddy used to call us liars because we'd say, you know, we'd be sneezing away. And we'd say, we're not sick. He said, you are. Listen at you. You got snot all over your nose. Well, we tell him, yeah, we're just saying what the Bible said. By its rights, we are healed. Yeah, I may be manifesting some kind of symptoms, but the Word of God, the truth above all truth. More than what the doctors say or what you name it, God has already claimed it for us. By its rights, we're healed. So you will suffer on your way to your good place. You will suffer some situations. Ephesians chapter 6, look at verse 10 through 14. Finally, my brethren, when all over said and done, be weak in the Lord.
Strong.
What?
Strong.
Well, I'm glad you're paying attention. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Yeah.
Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand, that you might be able to stand. That you might be able to stand. One more time, that you might be able to stand. Amen. Against the wiles of the devil, or the tricks of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against one another, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand. Stand and withstand in the evil day. When is the evil day? It's when anything's coming against you that's evil. That's your evil day. It's an evil day when you get cold in the summertime. That is pure evil. When the sun's shining and you laying in the bed. Wow. I don't know what that was. When you sun shine. Oh, when I went down like that? Okay. Not on my tie. I got to have to wear a tie all the time. It's evil when anything against you is not working for you, it's evil. So in your evil day,
yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Having done all in your evil day, you do what? Stand. Verse 14. Stand therefore. And we're going to stop right there. Stand therefore. I want to talk about tonight. Let me do this. I want to put some of these verses together so we'll know where we're heading. I read a lot of verses, but I want to put three or four verses together. It gives you the whole picture of what God's saying and all that I read. The Word of God says, "For consider him that endureth such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we faint not. For the God of all peace who hath called us into the eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand, stand therefore." So tonight I want to talk about staying on course. Staying on course. I looked up that phrase. And to stay on course means to pursue a goal regardless of any obstacle or criticism. To pursue a goal regardless of any obstacle or criticism. It means to be constant, unfalling, steadfast, and unmovable. Staying on course. Sometimes when you want to know what something is, you need to know what something's not. So one thing staying on course is not, it is to cut and run, to give up, cave in, give out, stop, quit. Anybody else know anything? Just give out of gas. Y'all gonna be quiet tonight? The Lord's talking. Remember, this is to keep us focused only. And you'll find out why we have to say these things, because there's a lot of things talking today. There's a lot of voices in the world. We just talked about Sunday. I thought it was a great sermon on being shaken. Shaken over here, and the Lord said, "Why it's shaken over here? He's gonna pour out His glory in his house." That's what the Word of God says in Haggai. Yes. Well, if you don't stay on course, you're going to be running back and forth to each one. So we want to stay in the house and stay on course.
Amen.
The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Now, He orders them, but you can get off of those. Anybody ever went the wrong way and finally decided you was going the wrong way? Anybody ever built an Ishmael, a product of the flesh?
Yeah.
Ever did something that your mind said do and God didn't?
Yeah.
Now, God's in good things, but God is not in everything. You don't understand that. God is in good things, but God is not necessary in everything that we do. We got to stay on course. We got to go where God says go.
Amen.
And do what God says do. Amen?
Amen.
Turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. God didn't call us to give up. God didn't call us to get up. He said, keep your eyes on the goal.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Keeping your eyes on the goal. Now, you're giving up maybe, I don't know what it may be. What we're talking about is what God is filling you with or impregnating you with goals and visions and dreams and purposes. You know, it's not wrong to get off a dead horse now. We don't ride dead horses. You got to understand, if it's dead, bury the thing. If it ain't working, we'll get to that later, but if it ain't working, one alternative. Kill it or change.
Amen.
We don't believe in riding dead horses. Amen.
Amen.
If it's working, full steam ahead.
Yeah. Yes.
If you got a little tweak, a little problem, just plow over it. Go on with it. That's what we're talking about. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. God didn't give us the spirit of quitting and being fearful. He gave us power.
Yeah.
Say power. Dunamis.
Power
to press on. Amen. The New Revised Standard says, for God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather the spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Like I said, there are only two alternatives when things are not, when it seems like your breakthrough has not happened, and there's two alternatives for you. Only two.
Yes, sir.
Right.
You either change something and go on, or you quit.
Yeah.
Give up.
Yeah.
Cave in.
That's right.
And stay like you are.
That's right.
But God said He's not given that kind of spirit to us. He's not given us that spirit of fear, which will make you quit, but He's given us the spirit of love and power and a sound mind.
Yes.
He's given us the ability to stay on course, to stand when the heat is on.
Amen.
To stand when the heat is on. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And I go ahead and tell you, if you're on the way to a breakthrough, you're going to have some heat. If you're on the way to a financial blessing, you can bet your bottom dollar. You can plant your seed, leave church, go home, and your hot water heater may be blowed up on the way. Amen. Won't crank. Even before you get out of the parking lot, you have a flat tire if you don't watch it, just to get you off the focus and staying on course. On your way to health and healing and believing. That if you get in the faith, I told these guys, you know, first started the faith class and still issues today. Anytime you're in teaching faith and all that, you're going to have some sidewinders come. I told them, you know, the first year they was teaching faith or in the Bible class, I mean, everybody got sick. I said, I just laughed. I said, that's the way it works. Oh, you know what? The heat is coming when you're going somewhere. If you're not going, my daddy used to say, if the devil's not bothering you, he's got you. If you're not having any heat, then you must be living in somewhere of the world. You're not doing anything. You're not doing anything. So we got to go, we got to move forward. And when we do, heat comes. Plus, we got another thing working at us that our grandmas and grandpas didn't have working against them. Some of us old-timers here from the old school. The truth of the matter is, and my brother's sitting over there, he's pastored 39 years, he probably could tell you he's never seen things like he's seen today. In the world. And in the church. We talk so much about the last days. When the last days get here, we don't even recognize them. We're actually closer than you think. And we got the last days, what the Bible said would be happening. in the last days. And I believe we are in the last days. We got that upon us. And we got to make sure we stay on course. Amen. The Bible said in the last days there'd be seducing spirits. I mean, it's easy to see false spirits, but seducing means the only thing I can say, I'm a man, so I just use that like only a man would know, I guess, unless you're one of the women that seduce men. A seducing spirit is like a woman trying to seduce. Don't raise your hands. But if you live long enough, been out on the job anywhere, and you got any good looks about you at all, there are certain women out there that will try to seduce you.
Amen.
Yeah, hey, and don't lie and say if you ain't, like I said, you must be mighty ugly. My precious wife, I tell this, I've told it before, but it's precious to me. She's working at JCPenney's, and you know, I call her Lily White. She's blonde headed, so she's slow, right? We just got married. She was 17. She worked at JCPenney's out on the dock. And they got truck drivers that unload all them trucks. And not every truck driver is bad. But a majority of truck drivers that are away from home all the time, they think about one thing, and that's finding somebody to hook up with. So my wife, she's working away over there. And I find this out later. And this guy, you know, he gets friends with my wife. And then she's young, and he comes over, and when he drives the truck up, she's working away, and he comes over and just shoots the bull, you know, and talks about things, and, oh, you got a pretty dress on today, and la-da-da, you know how it is, and all that stuff. But one day, he asked her a question that finally she realized what this man wanted. He finally got bold enough, said, "What time do you go home?" She told him, she says, "Can you stay over today?"
Uh-oh.
And she dropped everything she was doing. She ran all the way across to the other side, left that man sitting there, went to the bosses over there and told him, "I'm not going back in that department. I'm working over here now."
Amen.
That man was trying to seduce her. Yeah. When she finally figured it out, she ran like you're supposed to. But they, in the day in which we live in, they'd be seducing spirits. We gotta understand false spirits you can recognize. They sound different, but seducing spirits. You gotta have your mind on what you're doing. You gotta stay on your course. You can't get off in distractions. That's what the Bible says in the last days. Seducing spirits that try to get us off on the left or the right. And I'm going to tell you one of the things, I'm just going to brag about me, and one of the things that I've been able to keep me in the faith message for 30 years is that I stayed in the middle.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Stay in the middle will keep you out of the ditch. Turn and tell somebody, stay out of the ditch. I've been in places, man, Brother Jeff will tell you, by the skin of our teeth and the mercy of God, we got out before, when we recognized it, we cut it, bam, and stayed in the middle. Because I don't know if you know it or not, the word of faith has changed over the last 10 years.
Oh, yes, sir.
Anybody that's been in it from the start, Jesus ain't Jesus everywhere, man.
Right.
He's not, let me say this, Jesus is not the same Jesus in every church. The word of faith is not the same word of faith that I got in 1983 and 84 and 85 and 86 and on that when Brother Copeland and Brother Hagin and all those were teaching the word of faith. It's not the same today. See, when I came in the word of faith, I didn't know anything about prosperity. I didn't know anything about the hand of God. All I knew was that I needed Jesus. And Jesus was my healer. Jesus was the one that took the load off my back. So when I came into the kingdom, I wasn't looking for the handout. I was looking for Jesus. And we got to be careful today that we stay on course. And we're not carried away with all the feelings and the good sounds and the good messages and the good programs. Nothing wrong with it. We got to stay focused. It's all about the Lord.
Yeah.
I want Jesus. And if I got Him, I get the rest.
Hallelujah.
I don't need a car to make me feel like I got Jesus. I don't need a new house to make me feel like I'm prosperous.
Come on.
I already told you, if I got Jesus, I can't be unprosperous.
Amen.
Amen. So we have to be careful we don't get seduced. And this is going to get a little heavy tonight because I got to say it. We got to stay on course. And the course we got to be on is what's taught in this church. Thank you for those four. If you're going to get a breakthrough, then you need to stay in the breakthrough spirit.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
You know?
Yes, sir.
It might sound like I'm not. We call those guys that try to get everybody restricted and never going anywhere. We call them people that lead people to death.
Cult leaders.
Cult, yeah. You may think I'm sounding like a cult leader, but I'm not. I want you to know to stay focused in what's going on here. You have to stay focused on what's being said here.
Right.
You understand?
Yes, sir. Yes.
You can't go to all the channels on the Christian TV all week long and be focused on what's said in the house. I don't know what their faith is. I don't know what their Jesus is. And anyway, when somebody's trying to tell you, you got to send them some money, an X amount of money to get an X amount blessing.
Come on, wake up.
If you'll send me $1,000, you get $1,000 blessing.
Come on.
That's not the word of faith I got in. All I learned when I got in faith was, it's what the Bible said, the Lord will meet all my need according to His. That was enough for me. I'm telling you, I lived off that one verse forever. The Lord supplies all my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I know we gotten so smart, we got to figure out all the ifs and cross the T's and the I's and about prosperity, but I'm telling you something. We can get off base if we don't watch out. We get after the things and we forget about Jesus and the plan of God for our lives.
Amen.
This probably should be preached somebody else. Y'all here, y'all the faithful folk. We're blessed. A lot of churches quit having Wednesday night service. Some of my friends don't have them. I just can't. I couldn't have one. I'm sorry. I must be bad to the bone. I backslide if I only have one service a week. I must be bad, Jerry. Actually, I like to have Sunday night. Once when we get the growing, and I don't like having Sunday night when there's nobody but the praise team, the preacher and his family, and two more. I don't like that. I had enough church, but we got people in here. I like Sunday night. I like evangelistic night. I like believers night. I like church. Church is my life.
Amen.
There are a lot of services tonight that they don't even have Wednesday night. I don't know, but I'm not. That's the part I'm saying. You don't need to run over there and try to get what they got. That's not happening here. Amen.
Right.
Starbucks coffee's not being served here between worship.
Right.
You can have some coffee before church, but we're not gonna dismiss it. I can't believe. Oh, I'm off on everything tonight. I can't believe churches. I got some friends that do this. Stop the worship service when the Holy Ghost is moving and go out to the side and drink coffee and talk and get a sweet roll and come back and try to pick up on worship. I'm sorry, I don't have one of them mixers out there. We stand with the old coffee pot. Somebody told me the other night. Who told me that? Somebody told me they went to church Well, I believe it was Brother Tim Williams. Oh, I'm supposed to say last name. Get it off tape. Brother, Mr. T, went to preach in the church, and they all came in the church with coffee and Coca-Cola and drinks and waters and donuts, and you got to preach with them people smacking and drinking and eating. That's what it is. That's their course. That's not my course. That's not the course we're on. We're the pressing, not the old, not. When I say press, it means different thing to everybody. I'm talking about we're going in with God. We're getting in His presence for the long haul.
Yes, sir.
And we have to stay focused on that. Amen.
Yes.
We talk about, and we heard it all this week, we talk about church being a safe place. It ain't safe everywhere. I'm not calling no names, but it's not safe everywhere. You can be carried off and all kind of gimmicks and all kind of seducing spirits. Sound right, feel right. Anytime it feels real good, just check it out.
Amen.
Feelings come down the road, but most of the time when God speaks to me, it just don't feel good.
That's right.
Because He usually tells me to stop something, do something, change something, go a different avenue. He's not one that jumps out on me and pats me on the back every day and tells me, you're doing a good job. As long as He ain't talking to me, really talking to me, I know I'm doing a good job. But when He stops me, you know, and when He starts talking to me, I say, okay, Lord, I got to go this way and that way. But safe, church is not a safe place everywhere. You got to be careful. You got to be focused.
Yes.
Because we're living in that season of time.
Uh-huh.
Even though it's breakthrough year, you can break down this year.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because you're not staying on the course. You get all pumped up here and turn the TV on and somebody says, you know, it's so bad out there, we're going to lose everything we got. You're going, amen, yeah, amen. You come in here and we're saying, this is breakthrough year. God's going to take you out of the shaking and put you in the church. And you shouting over here. Which one do you believe?
Right.
You can't believe two things at once.
Right.
So you got to stay on course. Me and Brother Jeff's listened to thousands of tapes. And I have to get on him all the time. I said, I'm tired of hearing myself. He's in there listening to the preaching. Who are you listening to? And I get, oh, it's me. He's staying on course. He's feeding himself. He's making sure he's staying moving with the pastor, moving with the church.
Because yes,
there's power in that, man.
Yeah.
Amen. Turn with me to 1 John chapter 4. First John chapter 4, verse 1. I love Wednesday. I really love Wednesday because we can kind of give a general message on Sunday. We have a good time on Sunday. But we can come here on Wednesday and just go verse by verse and really get down and really talk about some issues we need to talk about. Because Wednesday night is people who generally love the Lord.
Amen.
They say if people comes on Sunday morning, what is it? They love the preacher? What is it? Do you hear that old saying?
Love the church.
Love the church. Come Sunday night, what? They love the preacher and they come on Wednesday to love the Lord. So God gives a deep message when people are gathered together that love the Lord, because He wants to know the way. He wants us to know the way, the truth and the lie.
Yes, hallelujah.
1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, is that what it says?
Yeah,
believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into this world. Now, I don't have to go down to the Cheetah Club and stand there and fast for 2 days and wonder. It ain't in operation, right? Anymore. Not that I've ever been there. I just know it got closed down. Hallelujah. Oh, go club. I don't know. Whatever club. I don't have to go down there and stand outside the door and fast and pray and ask God what kind of spirit's in that place. I know what's in that place. Don't you? He's talking about among us in the house of God, on the airways, churches, places of ministry. Try the spirits. See if they are of God, because there have been many false prophets have gone out into the world. And their job is to get you off course. Get you carried away. Amen? Turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. See, we're living in a funny day. A really tremendous day in the Lord. If you're grounded and stay in the Word. It's a grand day for us. But if you're not word-minded, you can get so messed up in a moment. Because what was wrong in my day is right today. You understand? I mean, everything's changed so much. It's crazy. What was wrong is right. What was right is wrong. It depends on what airway you listen to. Amen. So we have to try the spirits.
Yes, sir.
See if they are of God. 2 Timothy, is that what I said?
Yeah, Timothy chapter 3.
Chapter 3, verse 1. This know also,
yes, sir,
that in the last days perilous times shall come.
Yes.
For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Unthankful, unholy. Sound like we're reading the daily news today. Disobedient to parents. I don't want to go there. Unthankful. I really don't want to go there. Unholy is like, man. Proud. Without natural affection. Truth breakers. False accusers. What's that next word? Incontinent? Sound like you got a kidney problem. Despise of those that are good. Traitors. Heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, for such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and led captivity. Captive, silly women, laden with sin, led away with divers lusts. Verse 7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
That's
how it is today. That's why we have to be word-minded. That's why we got to pick up the Bible more than we watch TV. Oh me, say oh me. I often say a lot of people know more about the days of their lives than they know what God said in the Bible. I like to listen to Sean Hannity sometimes when he goes out on the road on Fridays and he asks people to name the vice president, some of the simple people you should know. And it's amazing how many people don't know who the vice president is. I mean, what are these people, where are they living at? What are they doing? Where have they got their head stuck? But if we did a survey tonight in the average church and asked, I read one the other day, I should have kept it, but I don't want to go. I'm just preaching this tonight because we got to stay focused. I don't like to get into a negative thing. But if the truth of the matter is, you'd be surprised how many, I think it was way up there, like 60 or 70% of the people who go to church can't name the four Gospels in the New Testament. And cannot verbatimly quote one scripture in the Bible. It's way up there. 75 or 80%. So how are we going to try anything? How are we going to know if anything's wrong if we don't know what's right?
That's
why we got to spend time in the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4. I mean it. You got to stay. Wow, you just got to stay on course. You got to be ready for anything. You don't tell you that. I mean, we're in a war zone. We are. We are people. We've lived sheltered so long. We've been in our own little world so long. We don't realize sometimes what's going on in the world. It's a battle going on out there. It's a battle going on in churches. It's a battle going in, even in this wonderful church we have. People here that they're shouting by faith, they're singing by faith, they're loving by faith, they're looking at you like, man, they're million-dollar people. Some people here sitting here believing for their marriage to be together by the end of the year. They're believing for their lives to be on when they get home. They're shouting in faith. And we think everything's rosy. I mean, this is a season of breakthrough, but it's a season of spirits coming against us to keep us from breaking through this year. We got to stay on course. Don't get off course. Don't get out of the boat. Unless the Lord calls you out. Stay in the boat. Amen. Amen. Like I left here Sunday. You know, we had a wonderful service Sunday. Wonderful. I haven't preached like that in years. I had me a wham banger. It was fun. Wore me slap out. I was high as a kite. But when I came down, I wanted some kidney beans. Well, I got that bang too high. It's too high. I need a shave. That's what that is. Wow. We'll get no sugar tonight, will I? I wanted some kidney beans. Penny goes in there. First she said, I'm out of oil. And I said, well, I'll go get some oil. And then she come running. Oh, I got some oil. And I said, boy, we got it made. Got looking around. I was out of kidney beans. I said, that's the first time. I blamed it on. You let me get out of kidney beans? My goodness. So I get dressed. Well, I took a nap, so my hair, I had to put a cap on. You wouldn't want to see me when all that's up there. I disguised myself and got my beamer. Now I'm going to find me some kidney beans. Bethany said there was some in this little store here, and I went to this store. I went to that store. I went to four stores around Coweta County looking for kidney beans. Because, oh, they don't have them no more, the kind I like. And so I was fixing to go out to Sonoy. They have them down there in that whatever that grocery store is in Sonoy. But I stopped. Yeah, I stopped. One more filling station. I got in there, and I found some. It was Van Camp dark kidney beans. And I thought, man, I got them. But I don't know how I messed up. It's got to be New Orleans. Well, anyway, I got my kidney beans, and I was happy, you know. And I was coming out. Well, this is before then. I went to a filling station. I came out of the filling station, and it was around a curve. Here comes a state patrol flying around the curve, and I pull out in front of him. And I get on the other side of the road, and here he goes. He turns around, puts the lights on. Coming after me now. He pulls up. It's raining. He's young. He walks out. You know why I stopped you, don't you? He was hollering, too. And I didn't say nothing. He said, I almost hit you. You didn't give me the right of way. He said, you always have to give the man coming the right of way. And I said, sir, I said, you were flying around that curve. And I said, I had to go across or you'd hit me. So I sped up to get across. He said, give me a drive license. He went to the car and back there and he come back. And he said, I've been thinking about that. He said, I was going fast. He said, I'm going to warn you. Be careful. I thought, man, I got it now. I'm in a heavenly high. He said, roll down your back window for me. He takes this gauge, puts it on my window. He said, I'm going to write you a ticket for dark windows. Oh, man. You don't think I want to get off course? I'm telling you. I said, you let me go on this. And I didn't say nothing. I said, sir, this car has been like this. I don't care how long it's been this way. It's too dark. I can't see in the back seat. So I'm going to give you a ticket. So he did. I didn't think about it. I got screens on my car in the back. It's legal. It's BMW.
Yeah.
I can pull those screens up and he can't see nothing. He can't give me a ticket because they come on the car. But anyway, I was just telling you, even preachers can get up. I wanted to show out a little bit, you know?
Uh-huh.
I wanted to tell him. Even in a wonderful service, you got to watch out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Faith people get stopped by state patrols.
Yeah.
I thought I talked myself out of it, but anyway. So, we're living in a tough time.
Amen.
Good, shaken,
yeah.
In the house,
yeah.
In the course.
Yeah.
I'm over here. I'm not looking for anything bad. It may sound like I am, but I'm not.
That's right.
I'm just trying to tell you there'll be things that come against you that will try to get you off the plan of God in your life.
Yeah.
You need to buckle in, settle down, put your seatbelt on, and go for the cruise. Because
right.
It's going to get better. Say it's going to get better.
Yeah.
This is a safe house.
Safe house.
This is a good place to be.
Yes,
but there are many voices, many distractions, and we don't want to get off in those things, right? Ephesians chapter 4, look at verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and all the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man.
Yeah.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Verse 14 is where I want to camp out a little bit. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried away with every wind of doctrine. Notice it doesn't say false doctrine, but wind of doctrine. We talk about staying on course. How many know in the natural, sometimes it feels pleasant to be in a breeze. The wind blows. It feels so good on a hot day, right? I mean, there's some good feelings. See, we have to be careful that something that feels good that we might hear somewhere blow our way and get us off on the wrong course. See, we need to major on the majors.
Hallelujah.
Not major on the minors. Not get carried off because something blew my way. See, in the last days, you'll hear a lot of things. And I hate to quit talking about it, but I feel like somebody, some of y'all might be doing this, sending your money off to those crazy people on TV. Because you feel something.
Come on, preacher.
You see a man goes, I know where not to put that microphone. You feel a man, he got a piece of cloth over him. Brother Jeff had a heart attack watching that program. Right after that, he had got a shawl over his head. He said, I'm under here, and I'm praying, and if you'll send me $100, I'll take you in under here and pray with you. I don't need no shawl to pray. If I don't even know how to pray, I got the Holy Ghost to pray for me. But people send $100 in there so that man get under that prayer shawl with him. I was at a meeting with a lady. This is true. I took her to the meeting. She wanted to go, so I took her. She's a dear, precious saint of God, old lady. And she's got a favorite preacher, and she goes. And she thinks that he writes her a personal letter every month. But you know how they do. They got these computers and it got these certain names. It shoots in that her spot and the letter goes out to all of them the same. And he knows, this preacher, big time preacher, knows this woman because this lady sends him money all the time. And she's talked to him. And we're sitting there in this tent meeting and he's standing up there and he's saying, there's a woman here. And her address is whatever, 24 74 such and such street, the Lord shows me that you're to give me $1,000. She punches me and said, that's my address. She writes him out $1,000 check. What can you say? Gives it to him. He knows her. He knows what she's told him her address. You see, that's what I'm talking about. People preying on older people. I know there's a hell for people like that. I know I sound bad tonight, but I'm about fed up with it. I got 10 religious channels on my TV. And I'm constantly trying to find something to keep myself from getting upset. Amen. You can't even hear the old gospel song. People singing songs. They got so much showmanship in them now. Amen. It's weird. Maybe I'm a little weird. A lot of winds. We got a wind blowing here. We believe in August. But we based it on the Word of God. The Holy Spirit. A lot of winds are blowing today. And those winds will get you off. They feel good, sound good. They'll get you off course. You've got to stay focused on what God is saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Amen. And my daddy used to say this. You send your money elsewhere, well, then call them, come bury you.
Yeah.
Right. That's what my daddy said. Yeah. Send your money to that preacher don't know you. You call him when you get sick and see if he'll come and visit you, right? Don't you take your tithes?
Come on, preacher.
Don't you take money that goes to the house and going the way God tells them to and send it off to somebody you don't know nothing about? Come on, children. I don't think none of you doing that.
Come on, preacher.
I know it sounds bad. I don't usually say stuff like this, but I'm telling you, it's going to pick up. Those forces are going to pick up in these days to get you off course. Support where God has placed you.
Amen.
Support that work so it can continue to go forth in the direction God has called all of us to go here.
Amen.
Amen. I say that because I've seen people do crazy things. Amen. I've seen people in this church. Some visiting preacher come in and say something real good. They take their tithes, and used to have Abundant Life Faith Center on it. They put his name right across there. Give him all the money that day because it sounded real good. I know I ain't supposed to say nothing like that. I'm supposed to have a visiting person come in and say that. I'm supposed to have him do it over there. He can do it. But I done got bold in my old days. I'm just trying to tell you right. It ain't right. Say it ain't right. It ain't right. Somebody you don't know about. You don't know about them. I normally try to have people in that we know about and have fellowship with. But every once in a while we'll have somebody in and, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm watching people and I said, he's just saying something I said all the time and he's getting all the money. I've been saying this for 6 months. Hey! It'd play with your mind. Now don't quit giving to the special people that come. Just don't give your tithes. They belong to the storehouse. And TBN and Daystar are not supposed to get your tithes. You can give them your offering if you want to. Amen? You see? Because it's amazing. You sit in the fellowship hall sometime. I'm just going to go ahead and say this. I've got a minute and 18 seconds. I'll be through. You sit in the fellowship hall before church, knowing what we've been teaching and preaching in this church, and hear all kind of stuff. Where are they getting all this stuff at? It ain't coming from this house. That's called mingled seed. You know the Word of God is a seed. A mingled seed is you got a whole variety kind of seed. And you're trying to have tomato plants and you're putting in weeds and just squash. You just throw them all in there and this one hole and come up. What do you think you're going to get? All kind of, your tomatoes won't be little bitty ones. Your squash won't half grow because you got mingled seed in there.
Yeah. That's right.
Right. And people will go, I think we got some of the grandest preachers in the world. Jakes is one of the most powerful ministers of words that I've ever heard in my entire life. He can take one phrase and preach that thing and preach till it gets you happy. But what he's saying about his church ain't supposed to come in this house. Because well, they're going up some other way. Now, y'all getting quiet now. I've had to hush.
Right.
You know what Jake said. Well, what's Pastor Mike been saying? What's Brother Jeff been saying? What's Kennedy been saying? What's Jerry been saying?
Come on.
What we've been saying in this house.
Yeah, right.
That's what I want to hear.
Because
when you get to saying what's been saying in this house will erupt.
Yeah.
But if you're going to say what Jerry Savelle said or something, I don't mind that. But I'm talking about, you know, you don't say anything about. We say it's breakthrough year, and somebody else said that this is setback year. We teaching that we're not in the shaking plants. We're here where the Lord said He feels same time the shaking going on with the world. He said, "I fill my house with my glory."
Yeah. We're over here.
We're not over here. How bad it is! It is bad. It's bad for them. It ain't bad for us. So we have to make sure we're talking over here. Stay on course. Stay on course. I've been at it a long time. I've been consistent about something. I'm like Brother Hagin. I've been preaching faith for 30 years. It's all right to listen to other things that enhance your knowledge. I'm not telling you not to listen to people. Don't get me wrong. We ought to know that we know on every avenue. We ought to know about eschatology and the coming of the Lord. We ought to know about healing and prosperity. And we ought to know about those things. But for direction, I'm talking about direction, where we heading, we should know what this church teaches. Because that's where we're going. And you won't ever experience a breakthrough when you're trying to pull all these mingled seeds together.
Right.
Hard to have a breakthrough when you believe in this is going to be the worst year on the planet.
Yeah.
Everything's going to go bad this year. Well, how are you going to believe for breakthrough if everything's going to be bad this year?
Right.
And there are some preachers that are saying that. We're going to collapse. It may be collapse over here, but it ain't going to be collapse over in here.
Yeah.
It is a proven fact without God. In the times of recession, in the times that things are bad, millionaires are made. They have wisdom, like the preacher preached the other, wisdom that's not on this earth, wisdom that comes from heaven to turn the whole thing around. But if you're going to believe you're going to be broke, busted, and disgusted, you're not going to fit in the breakthrough year. This is our breakthrough year. Amen. We're fixing the clothes here. Turn to Acts chapter 4. Stay on course. Stay within your company. I got scripture on it.
Stay in the house.
Stay on course. I told these people down the altar, and there's no other way to get it. There's no other way to get faith except through the Word of God. You can't shout it into yourself. You can't sing it into yourself. The Word of God has to be put before your eyes. You have to study the Word. Meditate on the Word.
Yes.
That's how faith comes.
Yeah.
Amen.
And if you want these things to happen, that's why we give CDs away. Because we know that's how faith comes. And we want faith in every one of you.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And I'm believing no matter how big this place gets or how many people ever request for CDs, we will always give them away. We will always put the Word of God into somebody's hand. We will always do that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's my vision and dream because that's what brought me through. That's what brought me out of the pit. That's what healed my body. That's what kept my marriage together. That's why I'm living today and having all these blessings. It was from the Word of God.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes,
It was years that I didn't preach anything except what Brother Hagin preached. Verbatim almost. People would say, you act like Brother Hagin. I listened to those tapes till I could preach them back as and forward. And that's what you need to be doing. Get these CDs. Listen to them over and over and over until you can't stand it. And you're about ready.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes,
sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Acts chapter 4, verse 21. So when they have further threatened them, talking about disciples, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorify God for what things have been done. For the man was about 40 years old on whom the miracle of healing was showed. And being let go, this is what y'all want to see. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. So the Bible constitutes us staying in your own company.
That's right.
That's what it said. If they had their own companies, that means there were many more different kind of companies, people, different kinds of people in different places, preaching different things at different stages. They went back to their own company.
Yes, sir.
See, that's what you got to have. To stay on course, you got to stay in your own company.
Yes, sir.
I want to go over and see what they're talking. No, stay in your own company.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I ain't telling you can't go to church somewhere. You know what I mean. If you don't know what I mean, talk to Brother Jeff. He'll tell you what I mean. Paul said, I have fought. I'm closing. Paul said, I got fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Paul didn't say I wind up on somebody else's course. He said, I fought and finished on my course. If this stuff in this house is not good enough for you on your course, then find somewhere you can get on course and stay in it and believe it and move with it and pray for the preachers, encourage the preachers, all these preachers. Testify of the goodness of God. If you got a breakthrough, you ought to be up testifying it and encourage the people. It keeps the momentum moving so we stay on course. Ain't time to get distracted. Like I said, though, if it's a dead horse, get off of it. Amen. Stay on course. I can't tell you opportunities me and Penny have to put the faith message aside. Because when you first get in it, and for a long period of time, and in times of your life, you'll have battles come your way you do not understand. How can I be a man of faith and fight this kind of battle? Comes to everybody, but stay on course. God's not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. It's all right to relax for a moment. But don't stay there long. Get up and start back.
Amen?
Amen?
Yes, sir.
Stay on course. Let's stand. Stay on course.